It's Monday, April 16th, 2007. We are way late this time, thanks to illness and other matters, but we are finally back. Welcome to our spring episode. Aloha, this is A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit the all-new A2Central.com on the web at www.A2Central.com and by JuiceJS, the world's premier Apple II publication, now in their 12th year. Check them out at www.juice.gs. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Ryan Suinaga, and you are listening to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, coming to you live from beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii. You can visit our website over at www.a2unplugged.com. If you want to reach us by email, that email address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. And if you'd like to leave a message via voicemail, the number for that is 808-218-2737. Well, welcome back, everyone. I apologize for the lateness of this episode. This time, I was waylaid by a nasty cold that had me down for a while and gave me a nastier cough that had me down for even longer. And once I recovered enough to do an episode, I suddenly couldn't find my interview subjects anymore. So, all of that said, I decided it is time for us to get something out, so here we go. We are getting something out. This episode, we have some voicemail from Rocky. So, take it away, Rocky.
Hey, no, this is Rocky Balboa, and I just wanted to say a few kind words for the computers project, you know. It makes for some nice light dinner reading after I punched someone out, eh? And the other day I was reading Computus number 16, page 9 to my two turtles, and I was wondering if anyone had any comments on that article there about the RAM card, because them turtles, you know, they didn't comment too much, they didn't have much to say. But other than that, I'd like to encourage everyone to see my movies coming out on DVD, Rocky 6, and if you don't, as punishment, I'm going to make Rambo 6, okay? I'm going to make Rambo 6. Yeah, all right, I got to go. Hey, got to go. Bye.
Thanks, Rocky. And please, please, please don't follow through on any of that you are threatening to. I did take a quick look at the article in question. This one is titled Secret Weapon RAM Card by Ken Greenlaw. This is in Hardcore Computist, number 16, starting on page 9 and continues until page 11. Took a look at this one. It seems technically correct as best as I can tell. I was not a big cracker in my day, so it's really hard for me to say how accurate all of this is, but it makes a lot of logical sense based on everything I know, and I'm hoping some of our readers who are more 8-bit Apple II people than I am will call in, write in, or otherwise contact us to give us a little bit of insight as to how correct this seems. Well, on to our news for this issue. The first issue of the final paper Apple II publication shipped in February. That would be one I used to edit, also known as JuiceGS, a sponsor of A2 Unplugged. This issue headlines the 30th birthday of the Apple II, and includes a review of the Samurai IRC client and a behind-the-scenes look at the creation of DiskMaker 8 by its author, Mark Percival. In addition, Editor-in-Chief Ken Gagne, our newly rear-bearded former A2 Unplugged guest, is looking for new writers. In addition to that, JuiceGS also brought the news that Kansas Fest 2007 registration is now open. See their website at www.kfest.org for details. I plan on being there, and we will try to record a live A2 Unplugged while I'm there. The rest of this episode of A2 Unplugged will be dedicated to a brand new program released by one of my good friends from across the pond. That would be Ewan Wanup, also known as Specky. Ewan, a retired art professor, is best known in the Apple II community as the author of Spectrum, the incredibly extensible TCP/IP compatible Apple IIgs telecommunications program. Ewan appears to have gotten re-interested in programming the Apple IIgs in recent months. a few months ago, Yuan released SAFE 2. That would be Spectrum Automated File Exchange version 2. The original SAFE was a set of Spectrum scripts that allowed the user to turn Spectrum into a file transfer protocol client, albeit a slow one. As you all know, Spectrum already does that. SAFE 2 is a standalone client and much faster, addressing the major issue in SAFE. I actually did a review of the original SAFE for Juice.js some time ago, and my criticism of it was that it was not all that fast. SAFE 2 is very much faster. This month, the programming master, one whom I personally knighted into the Virtual Apple II Hall of Fame at a Kansas Fest roast some years ago, released Snap, Speccy's news acquisition program, the world's first Apple IIgs news reader. No, this program does not require Spectrum either. This is a news reader program that uses the Network News Transfer Protocol, also known as NNTP. NNTP is most commonly used for Usenet news groups on the internet. These are message boards that can be on just about any topic, including the Apple II. NNTP is also used with some non-Usenet message boards, including those on a2central.com. The term news reader is also quite a bit too simple for this. In addition to just reading news, Snap allows the posting of messages as well, and Snap can even serve as a simple send-only email client. Snap requires a 2GS running system 6.0.1 and Marinetti 3.0, as well as a workable internet connection such as one through an Ethernet or LAN/GS Ethernet card. Note to you, and I installed this program on a2gs that had Marinetti 2.0.1 on it, even though I did read the docs and I realized that I probably needed to upgrade. And the program shortly thereafter crashed with a sliding Apple screen saying it required Marinetti 2.0.1. So perhaps it's time to update that error message. Once Snap was installed, and even though I would hate to make this pun, it really was a snap. Snap is a lot like some of Yuan's other creations. It's a lot like Spectrum Automated Mailer. It is a lot like the SOAR offline message reader for syndicom.com. It makes heavy use of the text edit toolset and some standard Apple IIgs dialog boxes, as well as some custom icons that Yuan has done up himself. Snap is limited to reading smaller size messages from Usenet or a similar message board. This is due to the fact that sometimes Usenet message groups aren't really about messages. They're actually about binaries or programs or other kinds of material that have been converted into text form and are available that way. And sometimes these can be rather large files, much larger than an Apple II is used to dealing with. Snap speed is quite adequate. This has always been a bugaboo of programs that have run on the 2GS in recent years, especially ones that use the internet, but it's more than adequate. My one criticism of Snap is that I don't care for some of the fonts that are used, although I do suspect that this is an issue of screen real estate. And being someone who does a little bit of Apple II coding myself, I can very much appreciate problems with screen real estate. I think that if you have a Marinetti compatible Apple IIgs, if you are already on the internet with your 2GS, this may be the best way to deal with a2central.com's message boards. If you are on your 2GS, you have access to all of your usual niceties like Nifty Spell, if you'd like to check the spelling of your posting, or Balloon, if you want to compress or decompress a Shrinkit archive. you have access to all of these while on your Apple II that you may not have otherwise. All in all, I would have to say that this is a great free program from UIN. You can download it from UIN's homepage at homepage.mac.com/Speccie, Speccie. This program could have very widespread appeal if a lot of people are interested in Marinetti, or it could be very limited if there aren't very many people interested in Marinetti. In any case, I like it. I'm using it. I intend to continue using it. I am pretty impressed with this. I also have to say that I've been looking at newsreader programs on the Macintosh for Mac OS X because I have my iBook with me almost all of the time, and I really haven't found anything that I'm thrilled with. While the programs I've been looking at have a lot more features than Snap, they just seem to be kind of overkill for the job, and I'm pretty happy with what Snap's been doing so far. I would really like to see widespread use of this program, and I'd like to see us get a lot of people posting onto the A2Central.com message boards. The more, the better for something like this. Let's get all of the remaining Apple II users and some new people all together and checking out, sharing information, and so we don't have to reinvent the wheel over and over again. So I'd like to thank Ewan for making this available. Tip of my hat to this legendary Apple II programmer. Thanks a lot for providing Snap, which is the material for which most of this show is based on. I would also like to thank everyone for listening and hoping for more of those great listener comments. I'd also like to invite anyone to either send in or send me a voicemail or send me an MP3 file of your voice, if you have some kind of response for Rocky regarding his questions regarding the computist issue. I'd also like to thank everybody for being patient. I've been buried in sickness first and in busyness later. I am just trying to get back onto schedule and dig out a bit here. I'd like to thank our sponsors, the all-new A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing, as well as JuiceJS, the world's premier Apple II publication. I'd like to invite everyone to check out these great Apple II resources at www.a2central.com or www.juice.js. They are great contributors to the show and great contributors to our community. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We will hopefully see you again, even on time next time, and I promise we will definitely have another show between now and Kansas Fest, and hopefully a lot more between now and Kansas Fest. Remember, our email address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. Our website is www.a2unplugged.com. Our voicemail hotline is 808-218-2737. Ma'alama pono, a hui ho. Thanks for listening, everyone. Aloha and good night.